prayers. Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we, thine unworthy servants here gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down thine heavenly wisdom from above to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interests, prejudices, and partial affections, the results of all our counsels may be to the glory of thy blessed name. Amen.
Again, you know, on Timon, you know, Islam, you know, go there. You know, Islam, you know, go about the business. That's two options. Either you go by boss. stone me. Come on, go stone me. You go stone me. There
you go. I'm answering again.
Mr. Speaker, the time is now past 3. I therefore move the SO5 to be suspended for the business of the House to resume. Thank you.
Honorable members, order. There is a motion on the floor. Any seconder?
I second the motion.
Honorable members, all in favor, say aye. All against, say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Friday, 22nd February, 2019.
Honorable members, with regard to the votes, record of votes and proceedings for Friday, 22nd. Am I audible now? Is that any better? It has been a copy of a letter addressed to His Excellency the President has been brought to my attention. In the light of that correspondence, which obviously suggests to my mind the initiation of some discussion that affects the record of votes and proceedings for Friday the 22nd of February 2019, I want to believe that it will be appropriate for us to postpone consideration of this particular item for today. For today. Order, order, order. Order, order. You know, it's very difficult. You're making my life very difficult in this parliament. Both sides, you are making my life absolutely impossible. The rate at which you are provoking each other, Huh? You want me to? If it will serve the national interest, I'll gladly do it. Oh, there are very few of you then. So I'll discountenance that. Yes?
Thank you so much, Mr. Speaker. With regards to the words you just spoken, and what transpired on Friday relating to the state of emergency, and we on this side, we are expecting that the vote and proceedings actually capture details of what happened. Because to our own knowledge, we believe that the sitting on that day was inconclusive. And also we are expecting that this particular other paper should be a continuation of that particular process. But Mr. Speaker, even taking this decision now, it is not on the other paper. So we are really concerned. We are concerned. And we trust you. We want you. Mr. Speaker, we want you to give us a particular date because we are interested with regards to the state of emergency. And we want it to be conclusive on your side. And Mr. Speaker, we know that you put a question on that day which was not supposed to be by collecting voices, and actually we are supposed to vote with regards to the Sierra Leone Constitution, section 29(3) and 44(4). In that regard, Mr. Speaker, we are sitting here kindly waiting to hear from you with regards to the state of emergency. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, with all due respect to my colleague on the other side, a man that I have so much respect for, a man that I have worked with for over 5 years, a man that belongs to a party that I actually like, I am a little bit confused. And the reason why I say so is that, to the best of my knowledge, my colleagues on the other side have met, and in their own wisdom, they have decided to write officially to the heads of, to the president of this country on the issues relating to what transpired here on Friday. My question is, just before my question, the honorable speaker said, with regards to what he now knows about, which is your party or you writing to His Excellency the President, it is his view that the issue of votes and proceedings be shelved or put aside for now. So my question I want to ask is, My question I want to ask is, and I'm saying this, and I'm very serious. I'm very, very serious.
Order.
Is a letter written to president? Is this a serious letter to the president and wants response from His Excellency the president? Or the letter written to His Excellency, you want a response to it? Or is it a very serious letter to the president? Is it an issue that you really want for the president to address? Very serious. If it is very serious, like what the honorable leader of opposition has said, if it is that serious, and I also believe that it is very serious, I will ask that we listen to the speaker, move on with our what we have on our other paper, and serve. Mr. Speaker, am I protected?
I'm trying to protect you as I'm duty bound to do every other speaker besides you. Honorable members, please allow the honorable member to complete his statement. Please.
So my position is that I support the speaker on his decision or request to put aside the votes and proceedings for today. Thank you.
Order.
Mr. Speaker, yes. Something surprising is happening. The SLPP is clapping for the entrance of the clerk. It is surprising. It's seriously surprising. Mr. Clark, his entrance attracted the pleasure of the SLPP. Mr. Speaker, I want to thank you very much for this opportunity. Unfortunately, and I emphasize, unfortunately, Mr. Speaker, I was not here on Friday. Maybe had I been here, this would not have happened. But unfortunately, we have found ourselves at this point. If I could understand the honorable member from Falaba correctly, having listened to you, what he wanted to confirm is to ensure that the record of votes and proceedings that have been circulated are the record of votes and proceedings of what transpired that day, which in itself confirmed that the House became disorderly and as a result you had to adjourn. That is what he wanted to confirm. And if that is the case, then we'll make progress. But first, we have to ascertain that the debate on that day and was not concluded because there were still outstanding issues to be resolved. That is the point. And we have the record of votes and proceedings with us. We have it. And Mr. Speaker, we have a lot of respect for this institution. And we believe as members of Parliament, it is our responsibility to continue in making this house a respectable place. It is our responsibility. And we had in the past and will continue in supporting you and this house to make sure that our house is indeed the house to be respected. And we can only do that by respecting the standing orders and our constitution. So on that note, Mr. Speaker, I want to rest my case and agree with the leader that he has a lot of respect for the honorable member from Falaba, Kubola to be precise. And thus, we'll encourage you to use your position in responding to the issue he raised. Thank you very much, sir.
I thank both the leader of government business and the leader of the opposition. Again, order. 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 Is the leader of government business around? Order, order. Let me take the opportunity to repeat what I said earlier with regard to item 2, the record of votes and proceedings for Friday, the 22nd of February. I brought to the attention of the House information that has reached me to the effect that a letter has emanated from the main opposition party leadership to His Excellency the President, a copy of which has been sent to me. And the content of that letter, I also understand, relates to the very record that we're about to consider. In light of that, it is my decision that we set aside this record to allow consideration of that letter to proceed, and until the next sitting of Parliament over which I preside. Until the next adjourned date over which I will preside. I don't want us to belabor this particular point any further. And I will ask honorable members, out of deference to what has happened and what is ongoing, to allow me to proceed in the manner I have just described.
Mr. Speaker, with all due respect to you and with respect to procedures in this House, we are saying that the sitting on Friday last was inconclusive. And we are actually expecting that sitting to be on the other paper. Mr. Speaker, before even talking about the letter, for the mere fact that continuation process is not being reflected on the other paper, I want to say, Mr. Speaker, you prepare your mind not to discuss this particular issue again. And we want it to continue. And if you look further, at the appointment report under names of honorable members that we are present, you have the honorable leader CD Tunis, who is also double as the chairman for the appointment committee, and you have his deputy honorable Martin Yuma serving as acting chairman while the leader or the chairman was present. To us again, Mr. Speaker, there are a lot of mistakes, and he is also on the absent, the following members of the committee that we are absent. His name is also there. So to us, this particular document is not correct. It's not correct, Mr. Speaker. And apart from going to the appointment document, Mr. Speaker, for the mere fact that the state of emergency, which we should have continued on Tuesday, is not on this other paper, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, for the respect of Parliament and for the respect of your office, and you stated earlier that we have written a letter to the President. We want to wait, maybe the President will reply, so that we suspend this particular sitting for another date until we hear from the President. Or, Mr. Speaker, for the state of emergency to be included on the other paper, so that this Parliament will once again continue as it has always been. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, and I will continue to say that I respect my colleague on the other side. Since you are, I continue to reply to you because you seem to be acting as a leader of opposition, because the substantive was not in Parliament on Friday, and I respect that. In the first place, I just want the Honorable Speaker to understand that it is not the honorable member that determines whether Parliament should sit or not. It is not. Oh yes. He does not determine whether Parliament should sit or not. That is number one. Why I respect very much his opinion, and I will continue to do so, because we are all colleagues. I mean, at the end of the day, we are all colleagues. And we will remain as colleagues even after this sitting today. But the fact of the matter is that we have a speaker who is so fair, who is so God-fearing. He has just made a passionate request to honorable members that we put aside this particular item on the other paper. And by the way, this is not the first time we are doing that. I want honorable members to understand that. This is not the first time. Honorable leader of opposition knows that very well. He used to be our boss. No, I'm talking about moving items on the other paper. I'll share with them. Understand me? No, this one is there. Two. Understand? So, Mr. Leader of Opposition, I want to plead with my honorable colleagues again that we'll move on with the sittings today, and we'll continue to have this particular Parliament working for the people of this country. Mr. Speaker, I support your ruling. I support your ruling that will put aside votes and proceedings and move on to the next agenda item.
Order. Honorable members, honorable members, order. Please, honorable members, all of you stand and take your seats.
Call Para from here. Para.
A great deal, honorable members, a great deal has been said and written both within this house and outside relating to the proceedings of last Friday, the 22nd of February. Let me make it abundantly clear. Honorable members, I would want you to pay attention to this. I want to make it abundantly clear. And I do so, the statement I'm about to make, I make recalling the votes and proceedings of Thursday, the 7th of August, 2014, and Thursday, the 27th of August, 2015. Taking into account order, taking into account honorable members, really, I cannot continue like this.
Mr. Speaker,
if you are not prepared to listen to me, then I will do the needful. Please. You recall the same pandemonium that we had in this house last Friday. I will not like a repeat of it. But let me say, without prejudice to what has transpired since our last sitting, and taking into account the votes and proceedings of the 7th of August, 2014, and the 27th of August, 2015, let me make this abundantly clear that any provision of the Constitution or any provision of the standing orders that require a two-thirds majority For example, Section 29(3) of the Constitution. The provisions enumerated under Section 108 of the Constitution. Let me make it clear that provisions requiring two-thirds majority cannot be determined by collection of votes. Save, except where there is a unanimity that, would you please allow me? Except where there is unanimity in the House. Because if there is unanimity, that immediately captures the two-thirds majority that the provisions are seeking. Now, we were in the process of our deliberations last Friday when all hell broke loose, and I was compelled by that to take an adjournment of this House. Nevertheless, what I have said is without prejudice to what has obtained since Friday to now, in respect of which it is my understanding a letter has emanated from the opposition to His Excellency the President. What? In deference to that, and in order to restore decorum in this House, the votes and proceedings for the 22nd of February 2019 will be set aside until our next adjourn date, when we will take them up again for consideration. That is my ruling. Yes.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, what is transpiring now in the world does not need an interpretation of a sorcerer or a meticulous observer. And it also gives me a very sharp reminiscence of the very day we darkened this door last year. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, in as much as we respect your view, we also want to categorically state our dissatisfaction for the fact that we were not given a single bite on that day. We know very well that the drafters of the standing orders did not give much premium to other political parties, but the majority and the minority in parliament which is also an assignment for the drafters in the future. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, all is not well in the house. It's very, very clear. And because all is not well in the house, we call upon you to give We will call upon the office of Mr. Speaker to give a considerable swiftness, as he has already stated, to the 22nd scenario. Mr. Speaker, we, on the platform of the C4C, recommend to you the following. Number one, let there be more negotiation in this house. Number two, there will be political compromise between and among the political parties. And number three, let there be consensus building, especially where we look forward to critical decision. I thank you very much.
I thank the honorable member, and let me respond to him by saying that presently I am engaged Order. I want to thank the parliamentary leader of the C4C for that comment. And let me bring to the attention of this House that I'm currently engaged in consultations with various leaders with a view to setting up a committee that I would describe as friends of Mr. Speaker. With a view to restoring decorum in this house, and with a view to ensuring that the wrong signals are not given to the general public about the behavior in this house. It is absolutely important that we maintain decorum in our proceedings. At all times, I recognize the leader, the acting leader of NGC.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members. What we want to say here is, it would seem, since the start of this fifth parliament, that we are too much in haste. We've been rushing things. The other day, I was telling some colleagues that my opinion, which is the opinion of the NGC, is that we support the government when things are in the interest of the country. If they are, on the other hand, not in the interest of the country, we object and we oppose. I want to believe in this particular instance that colleagues asking that February 22 be continued are those that are on the right, that are on the right track. It is quite obvious, Mr. Speaker. I need your attention, please.
Hey, sit down, sit down.
Rebbe, are you going to church? Rebbe, are you going to church?
We believe that if we continue to bulldoze ideas, to bulldoze acts, then there will be no need for us to sit here. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I believe you would have noticed that we are not talking about any particular thing today. We are not even talking about February 22. We wait until it pleases your honor to bring that back to this house. For now, all we are asking is that instead of shelving the record of votes and proceedings, we shelve all sitting until we come back to reality. Because what is happening actually is a dream, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
Give me your standing order. Give me your standing order. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I believe it's about time we move on with the business of the House. You have requested a ruling. Mr. Speaker, honorable members. Mr. Speaker, honorable members.
Order.
Honorable order. Members.
Order. Members, what kind of image do you want to portray to the general public?
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Speaker, Mr. Speaker, on that very day, Mr. Speaker, on that very day, Mr. Speaker, I rise on SO44. I rise on SO44, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, SO 44 relate to voting process in parliament. And if we are ranking them, it always dictates that the majority always carries the vote. And Mr. Speaker, after SO 44, you do have SO 45, that is voice collection, a very small paragraph, very small one. And then to relieve the majority from the voice collection, we have 46. So the laws, Mr. Speaker, they are not bad. We, the individual, making them to be bad. So therefore, because what is on this other paper, we want them to succeed, I will plead to you once again to defer this sitting. Mr. Speaker, in as much as you force it to continue, this other paper will not succeed here today. Because as you have seen already, we definitely will vote against everything that is on this other paper. And even if you determine the majority by voice collection, that is SO 45, Mr. Speaker, we can use SO 46. And we'll continue to use it until we dialogue. Mr. Speaker, we are not inferior people. Our voice should be heard, Mr. Speaker.
Hold on.
Mr. Speaker, the opposition, we are also part of parliament. If you remember on that very day, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable member, I have listened to you carefully. You have cited to me very relevant provisions. I would have thought the first thing you should do is to ensure that there is decorum on your side of the house. No, I certainly did not perceive it. I have given you the privilege of stating your point, but I would have thought you'd have also taken cognizance of the behavior of some of your members to call them to order. We cannot proceed like this. You know it as much as I do. And I want you to exercise your leadership role to ensure that there is decorum before we proceed further.
Mr. Speaker, I do believe you are the Speaker of Parliament and not the Speaker of SLPP either. And as a Speaker, you must be a listening Speaker. And if we on this side, we are making our point and you are not taking that point into consideration, it's like you having twins and neglecting the one. And that means equally so, we are not important to you, Mr. Speaker. And that is why, Mr. Speaker, we are begging for your office and for your own respectability, please defer the sitting today. Mr. Speaker, and besides, you look at the clock right before you. You know it is inappropriate for us to continue this sitting. We don't want to go into all that, Mr. Speaker. And if you could remember again, Mr. Speaker, on that very day when we are talking about the state of emergency on rape, I discuss with you, Mr. Speaker, please don't conclude this sitting. Please don't conclude it. I'm coming. Hold on. I said, Mr. Speaker, don't put the question. Because we don't want to reach where we are today. And again, Mr. Speaker, here we are begging with you, raising certain facts of which you've accepted. And you made it clear in your last submission that there is no state of emergency. Considering SO 29-3 and SO 44-4, you've stated that already. And that means, Mr. Speaker, we are on the right track. You accepting us, Mr. Speaker, will not make you a speaker tomorrow. No way. But we are the opposition.
Honorable member.
We should be heard, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable member,
be careful always to listen to what I say and don't try to put words into my mouth. Please. You are imputing to me, you are attributing to me statements that I have not made. And I want that clearly understood. I'm a man who chooses his words very carefully. I'm sure you must have gathered that by now. Let me, I know you want to.
Mr. Speaker, to start with, I was expecting you as a speaker to tell the honorable member to withdraw that statement by saying you said that there is no state of emergency. And if you did not say so, I was expecting
no point. That's what I'm telling him.
That's
that
what I'm saying.
Words into my mouth.
You are supposed, Mr. Speaker, can I finish? You are supposed to ask him to withdraw.
He is not speaking for me. He is speaking for himself. I want that clearly understood.
However, Mr. Speaker, I'm glad you've made that clarification.
He is speaking for himself, not for Mr. Speaker. Let me make that clear.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, I'm beginning to see a trend under your speakership, which I did not see in the last parliament. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I was in the last parliament. There was no point in time parliament taking decision. Parliament took decision and the speaker come back and start discussing it. You are introducing a dangerous system in this parliament. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, let me make this point. If for any reason you mistake to bring back that state of emergency, we on this side will not participate.
Honorable member, just one moment. If I hear any more of that unnecessary noise, I will send the members concerned out of this house. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Let me assure you, taxing my patience now. Honorable Mara, I'm sorry you've not been helpful. You've not been helpful. You seem to be encouraging a situation. Thank you, Leader of the Opposition. I'm sorry to say I cannot allow your side of the house to continue this kind of pandemonium. It is most unbecoming. Most unbecoming of the dignity of this house. And again, I will implore you to put your side under control.
Mr. Speaker, I'm just coming in, but I want to believe that my side is under control.
Mr. Speaker, let me conclude my statement. Mr. Speaker, any attempt to reintroduce that proclamation will be resisted from our own side. I thank you very much.
Honorable members, I have ruled that the votes and proceedings for the Friday the 22nd be set aside for consideration at the next adjourned date, and we shall now proceed with the rest
of the items under the other paper.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the language of the House is taking a different tone. It is taking a different tone. As I said in my earlier submission, we should use our constitution and standing orders as our weapons. But certain words that have been used the last few minutes are not palatable. And I hope that we don't take those words to another level. The bottom line is, as I said earlier, Mr. Speaker, we have a copy of the vote and proceedings, which your good self is requesting that we shelve. But our position is very simple. We have not asked for anything extraordinary. That is to say that as per the vote and proceedings, the sittings on Friday 22nd, we are not concluded. Simplicity. Nothing more. It is stated in the vote and proceedings. And we are going to continue to respect your office, continue to respect Parliament, and respect our laws. But the standing orders are very clear. We have it with us, and it speaks a very clear language. I thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Thank the Honourable Leader of the Opposition for that comment. I thank order. I thank the Honourable Leader of the Opposition for that observation. I'm sure he's not expecting a response from me, since I have already decided that particular item be deferred to the next agenda. We shall deal with your issue on that occasion. Shall we proceed? Leader of Government Business. Clerk. Item 3.
Motion. Motion of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service. Proposer, Honorable Sidi M. Tunis. Seconder, Honorable Emilia Lolo Tungi.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I wish to make some amendments on the seconder of the motion. Instead of Emilia Tungi, Honorable Dixon Rogers will second it. Thank you.
And you know the one good thing about it, everybody with a great problem would never be chairman in this house.
You know the movie.
They would never chair a committee in this house. No, he said they are John. He said they are John.
Mr. Speaker, I rise under SO 37. I move the motion that this house be suspended and be adjourned to another date. Please, Speaker. Thank you.
Any seconder to that motion?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. A motion has been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All against say nay. This House stands adjourned.